Authority Spotlight. I'm your host, Michelle Prince, founder and CEO of Performance Publishing Group, making a difference one story at a time. We'll be shining the light on successful founders, entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders that are getting results and making a difference. We'll talk about how they built their businesses, are creating movements, and leveraging the power of authority in their own lives. Be sure to stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can be our next guest. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Power of Authority Spotlight, where we shine the light on entrepreneurs, leaders, founders, people that are doing amazing things or making a difference in the world through business and personal life. So I can't wait to tell you about my guest today. He's doing some pretty extraordinary things. But first, this episode is brought to you by Performance Publishing Group. Have you ever thought about writing a book? Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Well, everyone has a story, and especially if you're a business owner, you need to be telling your story to build your authority, your credibility, and make it easy for your prospects. To learn more or to discover if you even have a story to share, go to performancepublishinggroup.com, grab a free strategy call. That's performancepublishinggroup.com. Well, let me introduce you to my guest today. Rob Ripp knows the ups and downs of building something from scratch. As the founder of Fintelligent, he spent years helping fellow founders turn their financial chaos into clarity. Rob's no stranger to sleepless nights over cash flow or the rush of landing a new client. He's been in the trenches with entrepreneurs who dream big, but sometimes struggle to see how the numbers fit the vision. After working with corporate giants like Colgate, Palmolive, and Lehman Brothers, Rob realized his passion wasn't in corporate America, it was in helping small businesses thrive. Since launching Fintelligent, he's dedicated himself to guiding growth stage companies through the complex world of finance, giving founders the tools to unlock their company's wealth. Outside of work, Rob identifies most as father, cherishing time with his family. A true explorer, he's traveled to all 50 states, always eager to discover something new. Whether by the beach or in his favorite corner of the world, Rob finds inspiration in the journey. Rob's goal? To help you see your business the way he does, full of potential, brimming with opportunity, and absolutely worth the effort. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Michelle. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited because we've gone through a journey together over the last couple of months, the journey to becoming an author. And so we're definitely going to be talking about your book, Finance for Founders. But before we do, give me a little bit of your background. How did you, yes, you worked for some huge giants, but what made you even want to go into finance?
Well, I knew from when I was a kid, I had this lawn cutting business, you know, just going out and back when kids used to do that. And I kind of had the sense for I wanted to kind of make my own way. But I grew up in a family that had corporate people that would work for big companies. And so I kind of went that route thinking that's what I should do. And I learned very quickly that wasn't for me. And so I got into finance because I just like numbers. I like spreadsheets and technology and things that we do with it. And so when I started Fintelligent, I realized that there was this market of people, founders, that were underserved. They had smaller companies, maybe couldn't afford big fees for some of the larger accounting firms, but really struggled with knowing their numbers. And I had some firsthand experiences knowing how important that is, because when I left corporate, I was actually chief financial officer for a smaller company full time. So I had done that and I saw what was available to me in that role. I said, well, maybe there's a way where I can offer these types of things to other people. And I did it initially as an independent CFO. And then a few years ago, when we decided to scale, hired some staff, brought in some technology, did some other kinds of things, and took it from there.
Yeah. You know, it's a topic that all, as speaking for myself as a founder, it's a topic we all know we're supposed to give more attention to, but yet it is the one thing, again, speaking for myself, the one thing that it probably gets the least attention or the least passion, right? Because we got into business for the passion of what we do. So
for sure.
I love that that's what you identified, that founders are struggling with this. What are some of the things you've seen out there with companies, small businesses?
So in any business, the founders typically, finance is something to get around to, mm-hmm. and they know it. Yep. And by the time they come to us, they say, Rob, my books are a mess. I work too hard to get just basic financial information. I'm catching mistakes that I'm paying other people to find. I'm kind of the last to know. I know there's a better way, but mm-hmm. I don't have time for that. Founders are salespeople. They're inventors. So they know their products very well. They know how to bring in new business. Mm-hmm. And they know it's important because they see it in their cash flow. And I'd say the two things I hear most when we first start meeting with prospects, the first is, The business is good, like we're growing, but
Yeah.
I'm just not making enough money. Like the economics just really aren't working out for me. And the other thing is they feel some shame around not knowing this stuff. Like I know what good businesses do. Like I see people that really have this thing nailed, and I don't know how they do it. I feel ashamed that I'm embarrassed to tell you about how bad things are in terms of our books. And I tell them, well, I'm actually grateful for that because if they were good, people like us wouldn't exist. I
Right.
wouldn't have a business. And because we focus on founders of companies typically between 2 million and 10 million of annual revenue, they've got something established. There's demand for their product. The market has said, we will buy. And our job is to help them get to that next stage of growth because all of these founders are capitalizing their companies with internal cash flow. They need profit. And so what we try to do is say, stick with the key three objectives. We're going to help you grow sales. We help you grow profit, help you grow cash flow. But we're going to do that on an outsourced basis because you can't afford a full-time team.
So true. And speaking for myself again, what you said about the shame, actually not just for myself, I've talked to so many other business owners and we all feel that shame of like, oh my gosh, my books are a mess, or I should know more, or I'm not quite, because we don't really have that expertise to know what's wrong. We
Exactly.
just know something's wrong, right? So I totally see what you're doing and the need for it. And definitely we're going to be giving out your information at the end, because those of you who are listening, you already know you need to be talking to Rob.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we do sell financial services, but I think we're really in the business of selling confidence. We want founders to know that there's a resource there that's getting the numbers right, that's delivering accurate financials, but also communicating in a language that founders understand. I am a founder, so I understand that language, but also within our staff and within our culture, we're really trying to drive home the point that our role is to be a coach. And
Yeah.
coaches find ways to help, to advise, and to mentor, not to lecture or dictate. I've heard too many stories of people that work with financial people that were too much about the numbers, too rigid, and we really kind of have a different approach when we work with the founders that we work with.
Awesome. So good. So you and I met a couple months back. It's been almost a year, maybe, but we met through an organization called Collective 54,
We
which
did.
we're both members of and very happy to be. And
Absolutely.
I remember hearing this after this happened. I believe I was doing a webinar for them, and it was about writing a book, building authority. And I think you made a comment to the CEO, Greg Alexander, about you writing a book or something along those lines. Do you remember what that was?
I do. I remember that program vividly because I asked a question and I said, I work in finance and accounting, and I don't know anybody who would willingly read a book about that, but I think I'm going to try anyway. And Greg said, I'm going to stop you right there. He said, if you wrote a book, a good book about finance and accounting, everybody on this call would read it because it's that important to founders. And he's very encouraging and very supportive, and that's where the idea came from. And what confirmed that was in the chat, a number of different founders on that call reached out to me saying, you know, we need this, suggesting names of titles, things like that. And I reached out to some of them and talked about my ideas about writing the book. And it was pretty clear that there was some hunger for it. And then I knew I had to write a good book.
Yeah.
And there was only one person that was going to be helping me write a good book, and that was you. And so we connected right away and we got things going.
Yeah. Well, and I just love that, because if I had a nickel for every time I heard, yeah, but nobody wants to read a book about this, or who cares about, what I do? But that's not the point. The point is what you do is so, it's first of all, it's so needed by every founder. We've already established that. But we take for granted a lot of times the information that we know. And
Yes.
you are literally not just managing people's accounting, you're helping them to scale their business, to sell their business,
We are.
to really profit from their business. And I know you have so many stories of how you've worked with companies to do that. Could you share some of those?
Sure. I mean, ultimately, I think a lot of people choose this journey of being a founder because of the freedom it gives us. And we work a lot of hours, and a lot of people that see founders on this journey, we're like, that doesn't seem very free to me because it seems like you're always working. But when you're passionate about something and you have purpose, you're okay putting in the work. And so the way we help unlock that value is through two things. How do we help the founder generate more income when they own the business, and then we help them maximize their value when they sell it. We want to work with founders to get a premium valuation at exit, as well as good terms. And so, for example, a couple of years ago, I was working with a person that had a consulting company who knew that her books were a mess. In fact, in my book, she wrote the foreword, and she knew she had to do more, but again, she didn't quite know how. And so we went through the journey with her. It took about 18 months of everything from cleaning up the books to putting in a roadmap to success and all the analytical tools that we have, as well as advising her on how to get to where she wanted to be. And eventually she did identify a buyer. We helped her close the transaction and she got, that freedom. She had enough money for that kind of freedom that she wanted. And this is the culmination of 20 years worth of effort. And so the financial function activates, certain things to enable that freedom to occur. And, they say money can't buy happiness, but it can't buy freedom. And freedom makes people happy. And I think that's why a lot of people are on this journey. And that's kind of our role in it.
So my mentor and employer, Zig Ziglar, years ago, I worked with him, used to always say, money's not that important, but it is right up there with oxygen. You just got to have it.
I love it.
Right?
I love it. That's great. I hadn't heard that before. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, good.
So, and I love that. And that's the whole point of the why the book, but also just to encourage others listening, whatever you do, you are the expert at it, right?
Yes.
So don't over, you know, don't overthink it, just putting it out there. And ultimately it's to help more people. And even if someone reads your books and they the book and they never do business with you, you're still helping them.
Well, I have a personal goal. I want to help one founder a day, just in something. It could be a referral, it could be a sales call, it could be, I have an idea or something about it. There's just something about founders that resonates with me.
Yeah.
Somebody that's willing to kind of take that risk and work hard. They're smart, they're innovative, they're funny, they're a little kooky. I mean,
Yep.
the type. I mean, you kind of know how it is. And so it's a community that I love being a part of, and I couldn't see myself doing anything differently. So to the extent I could contribute to that journey in a meaningful way where people can actually kind of monetize this, because I do think a lot of founders, in fact, pretty much every founder that I've worked with does not get into it for the money. They get into it to pursue a purpose. They want to do X, Y, Z. They want to help other people. But like you said, money is like oxygen and we do need it. And the fact is, if we want to help more people in our businesses, we need to make more money so we can expand and scale and be able to do those things. And that's where we help. That's my
Absolutely,
mission.
for sure, for sure. Well, let's talk about the book because
Yes.
I'm super excited about it, and I don't want to take your steam here. So tell us what the book is, what it's called, and what it's about.
So the book is called Finance for Founders, and it's the journey to unlocking your company's wealth. And what it does is it tells the story of a business owner who tried to sell her company and failed due diligence and was really shaken by that and had her confidence shaken. This is a sharp person that thought she had a great business and was rejected. And so she vows never to go through that process again by taking a hard look at her financial operations and engaging a team to help show her the path to a very different outcome next time around. And so the book actually leans on people I've worked with, situations I've been in. So there's a lot of truth in it. But of course, it's a story. So, we made it into a story that was interesting. But the things that happen in the book are things that actually happen. And the approach that we adopt is the proven approach that we've seen work. I mean, I have had people exit, with eight-figure valuations. I mean, life-changing types of stuff. I've been at the table. I prepared the payment statements with, the wire transfers and the zeros on it and everything. So I know what it's like. And I know where it is from beginning to end. And I'd say the message is it's actually not that hard. I think we make it harder than it needs to be, but it does require expertise and it does require an investment. And it's not a journey that a founder should go on their own. I think they need help.
For sure they do. What would be, obviously we want people to read the book, but just give us a snippet of what are some lessons that, or what are some things actually that founders might not be thinking about that they should be thinking about as they're running their business and preparing their
Sure.
books?
When it comes to finance and accounting, there's just so much out there. And what we need to do is filter. And the first thing we want to filter on, what are the three objectives? And in the book, we talk about the key three objectives. And it's more sales, more profit, more cash. Now, more is not an objective. We have to quantify those objectives by using something called a SMART goal. And that's an acronym for, measurable, achievable, time-bound, all that kind of stuff. So we have to be very specific about what that is. And then what we do is in our approach is we look at finance and accounting according to four pillars. And the pillars are accounting. That's just getting your fine your the four pillars are accounting. That's getting your foundational financial data correct. And people get tripped up in accounting because it's relentless. It's always happening. What we try to do is adopt a mindset of your accounting is your data. It's a data flow. And a lot of founders love data. So let's talk about it from a data perspective. Let's get it clean and let's get it accurate. From that, we can report on it. And not just financial statements, there's more to reporting to that. There's charts and graphs and other ways of presenting data so we can relate it, make it understandable. Then we get to analytics. And analysis is important. It's a roadmap. Here is a monthly plan of your SMART goals, the key three objectives, how we're going to grow sales, profit, and cash flow, expressed in what your financial statements could look like a year from now. And we kind of roll it. And finally, there's advice. What are we going to do strategically to help you get to where you need to be? What are the things, now that we're armed with this data and this reporting and these analytics, to help you achieve your goals? So we have to have a conversation around what is it you want to do? Where do you see yourself in 3 or 5 years? What do you want to get out of this experience that you're having? And I've had conversations with people from anywhere to I want to set up a charitable foundation to, I want to sail around the world, whatever it might be. But if those are your personal goals, and we of course talk about the business goals, we do spend some time trying to marry the two and then again activate it with a sound financial plan, a corporate financial plan to help them achieve their ambitions.
So good, so needed, and simple to people like you, but not necessarily to the rest of us, right? Who have different passions and have pursued different businesses. But I have to let the cat out of the bag because I know this is the book hasn't even officially launched yet. We're in gear to launch it very, very shortly, but word has already gotten out about this book, and it's already hit number one new release, which is
Yes.
extraordinary.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I have you to thank for that. I know that the things that we had worked on very hard to promote the book and to make it a good book in the first place, I think had something to do with that. But yeah, we were thrilled. We just found out about it, and we will take it for as long as we can get it. But
Yeah.
yeah, we're very, very excited.
Well, and I think it's because, too, there's just not a lot of information out there that is founder friendly. You
Correct.
know, there's a lot of accounting books and things
There
like
is.
that that we don't want to read. You made this so simple. And what I really love about the book is the storytelling.
Yes.
Because it's not just here's what you need to do. You need to have analytics and reporting and all of those
Right.
things. It's the weaving of the story throughout it.
The story is key to the book and key to helping the reader understand because there is an emotional aspect that many people have with money. And we wanted to talk about that. And so through the characters, we were trying to express some things around fear and anxiety and making big decisions and risk and what that impact is, but also with a view towards what it could mean for you when you make the right decisions. And my hope is that when somebody reads the book, a couple things will happen. One is they'll say, I know exactly what I need to get for my financial operation. And two is I'm inspired. I can do this. Like I can see a path where I can maybe finally tackle this thing, this anxiety, whatever it is. This thing's been nagging me for so long because I just didn't know even what to ask. I'm hopeful that this book will at least equip people with the right questions to ask. So when they figure out how they're going to improve their financial operations, they at least have a guide, a manual, a book, or something that they can refer to and say, hey, it looks like it worked here because the book does have an outcome in it. Maybe that can work for me as well. And I would hope that everybody who reads the book can have the same outcome that happens in the book.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. And just real quick, the book is called Finance for Founders: The Journey to Unlocking Your Company's Wealth. And where can they get the book, Rob?
Well, certainly right now
On
on
your
Amazon.
website. Yes, yes.
So we have a website, finforfounders.com. So if you just go to finforfounders.com, we have a launch team now. We're inviting people to come in and participate. The book is available on Amazon. So you get Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. And we're planning on releasing an audiobook probably sometime in late June.
Yes, super exciting. So one last question. Somebody reads this book or they listen to this podcast episode and they want to know more and they want to think, yeah, I don't want to just read about this though. I need help.
Sure.
How do you engage with founders and other and companies?
We do. So my company, Fintelligent, does that. And so typically when a founder it wants to learn more about us, we have a discovery call. And we just kind of get top line what it is they're looking for. But then what we do is when we agree that there's a good fit, we offer something called a Finsight analysis. And my team operates with a great tech stack. We do everything in the cloud. We use QuickBooks Online as our general ledger. And so we will take the prospect's data, the person that we're talking to, and we'll plug it into that system. And then based on what we've identified as their criteria for satisfaction, what's a good outcome for them, we'll kind of walk them through here's how we see things unfolding. These are the analytics we can do for you using your data. Here's how your financial statements will look. These are the cleanup types of things that we'll do. And it also gives them a taste for them to see what it's like to work with us. And so it's kind of a sample, and it's a way for them to get comfortable that whether they choose to work with us or not, maybe they've gotten just a little bit smarter on something that they've been struggling to get smarter about, and we were able to help in that way, which kind of gets back to my comment earlier about just trying to help one founder a day.
Yeah. Oh, I and I see you doing that. You're such a go-giver, which,
Thank,
it just
well,
speaks to who
thank
you
you.
are.
Thank you.
But
Thank you.
for those listening, definitely go to fintelligent.com. And is that the correct
That's
place
it,
to do that? Okay.
fintelligent.com, correct? Yep.
And get that FinSight analysis, which I love the play on words on that, by the way.
Thank you.
And because that's priceless. That is priceless. Just to start the conversations. And well, go ahead.
But what I'd also say too, so the term FinSight we actually use in the book. We actually have some call outs where we talk about, something specific that the reader should learn. But also within the book, there are resources that they can download and use on their own. For example, some companies struggle with their chart of accounts. It's a mess. They don't know what a good one looks like. Well, we have those. So if you have a printed book, scan the QR code or just click a link in Kindle, and it'll take you to a website. You can download a chart of accounts and maybe use it in your practice. We have due diligence checklists. We have how to calculate various analytical measures like, cost to acquire a customer or things of that nature. So there's a lot of tools in the book that are available that you can just take to your company right now and use today if you like, and they're free.
Wow. I mean, that really is helping an entrepreneur or founder one at a time, one a day at least, because there's so much in there. So definitely take
Exactly.
advantage of that. Is there anything thing you want to say to founders that are listening who know they need to do something with their books, they're not really sure where to start, or any encouragement you want to leave?
Well, I would say if you feel like you're ready, talk to somebody. I would say be prepared to make an investment. It's going to be an investment of time, and it's going to be an investment of money. And be clear on what you want to get out of it. Because I think a lot of times people just don't know what they want. And by example, there's some people that we work with that maybe had a controller or an accountant or somebody in their office with them. And they got very used to being able to kind of go down the hall or whatever and talk with them and have them available to work on their schedule. We're outsourcers, so we're part of the team, but we are part-time and we are remote. And so one of the things a founder should ask themselves is, how do I actually want to work with this team? Because if I'm used to having somebody nearby, something like what we do wouldn't necessarily work. So I'd say get clear on that. The next thing I would say for readers who are thinking about reading the book more than once is to buy more than one copy. That way you have a copy available anywhere that you want to read
Yes.
it, which is just my way of just saying buy more books because you can read the same copy book again. But,
And I support you on that, Rob.
yes, exactly. So, if you can read it more than once, buy a bunch of copies, keep it in your car, your office, your bathroom. So you always have it available whenever you need it.
So fun. I love it. Well, Rob, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm super excited. Congratulations on the book and everything you're doing. It's really
Well,
exciting.
thank you for having me, Michelle. Would not be here without you. So thank you for your efforts and your team's efforts. And we're super excited about what's next for us.
Awesome. Thanks. All right, listeners, you need to get out there and get this book. It's an incredible book. It really is. It's an easy read. If I can learn from it and grow from it, you can too. So go to fin4founders.com and make sure to really learn the three key objectives. Rob made it super, super simple. It's sales, it's profit, it's cash flow, right? We all know that, but how do we do that? That's all in the book. And learning those four pillars, accounting, reporting, analytics, advice, those are all the four components. And again, all laid out for you in the book, Finance for Founders. Get it at fin4founders.com. And that is it for the Power of Authority Spotlight. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for listening to the Power of Authority Spotlight. If you are a successful founder, entrepreneur, business owner, or leader that's getting results and making a difference, and you'd like to be on this program, please visit performancepublishinggroup.com/podcast to apply. That's performancepublishinggroup.com/podcast. Also, if you got something out of this interview, please share this episode. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #ThePowerOfAuthorityspotlight. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss any episodes by subscribing. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, performancepublishinggroup.com or michelleprince.com, and follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.